Today we're going to begin a new series called Whisper. I want you to look at your neighbor on your right and on your left and say the word whisper. Now that might be a little awkward there. Like whisper, whisper. Whisper is simply this. It is the soft tone of God's voice. It is this gentle nudge that we get once in a while from God when he's trying to get our attention. It's so subtle and so gentle, so soft, that if we do not know the source of where it's coming from, we can easily dismiss the soft whisper of God. It can be so quiet. It can be so soothing that sometimes by mistake, because we don't know where it's coming from, we don't know the source of where it's coming from, we tend to dismiss those feelings that we're getting. Those little nudges that we get from the Holy Spirit that could be directing our path to do something, sometimes might be a little bit unorthodox, or say things that sometimes would not normally come out of our mouth, but all of a sudden, there is this word that we receive from the Holy Spirit, and this little nudge that quickens our spirit to go and do something, or reach out to somebody that normally we would not be reaching out to. This week was a perfect example of such a whisper. The Holy Spirit has been whispering somebody's name in my spirit for a while. It's been like a couple of weeks and I keep getting this name and this name and this name, and I don't even know the person. So Friday morning, I woke up, but the Holy Spirit just almost like shook me. It was a little bit more than a nudge, because it took 2 weeks to get my attention. I hope I'm not the only one that might have a little issue with that or struggle with this, where we delay a little bit. Lord, I don't know. I don't even know the person. I will look like an idiot if I do this. So, 5 o'clock in the morning, the name of that person comes up again. And I don't even know what the person looks like. So I don't know if you do this, but you go online and you... little confession here, this is what you do. So look it up, I'm like, wow, I don't even know the person. So I waited, because 5 o'clock in the morning is not the time you send a text or a private message to that person. So I held back and I was like, Lord, it's got to be in the right rhythm, the right time. Because otherwise, you know, when you turn around and you whisper to somebody, that was might have been an awkward moment. You know, when you did this just earlier. But that would have made this even more of an awkward moment. Talk to somebody you don't even know in the early hours of the morning. So I waited until 8:30. Came here to the office, drop off the kids at school, came in the office. Same nudge, same little silent whisper, same name. Nothing changed, it's the same thing. But God at that moment was waiting for a response from me. I'm speaking, Would you respond? So I inboxed the guy and said, hey, you don't know me, I don't know you, but this is who I am. Would you please make a little time? I just want to connect with you. Like within like maybe 30 seconds, I got a reply, and this person said, absolutely, I would love to come and connect with you. I'm catching a flight in the afternoon, and I'm going to be gone off the island for a little bit, but I do want to connect with you. How about noon? Absolutely, come over to my office. And we sat down and we connected. At that moment, he's sharing some deep stuff that is going on in his family, in his personal life. And I'm like, I know it sounds so weird that I called you and I'm connecting with you. And he's like, Pastor, this is not so weird. This is not so strange. And this is certainly not awkward for me. I know you're a man of God and I'm glad I'm here. And I'm going through this, this, and this. Would you pray for me? And about that same time, Peter walked in. And we got together as just brothers and praying for this person, lifting him up in prayer and concerning his situation, his family, and all this turmoil that was going on. But the point is, what I'm making here is simply this. It only takes a whisper. It only takes a whisper. And when God whispers, He's expecting a response from us. I mean, it'll come. It'll keep coming. It'll keep coming. It'll keep coming until it receives the response. Now, the response could be, no way, I am not doing this. Or it could be, Jesus, it might make me look like a fool. But because I hear your voice, I want to obey. That's where it starts. So the goal of this series is simply this. I'm laying out a foundation now because we're going to build from this. And who knows where we're going to go, but I know this is where we need to start. The goal of this series is simply this. To get us tuned in individually and also corporately as a body to this frequency that is low frequency, a very low frequency. But if we can get tuned in to this low frequency, we can hear God. In this quiet, still voice. It's easy to see God in the big things, in the miraculous, in the explosive kind of way that God operates in sometimes. When we see big things happen, like, wow, yes, that is God. A big revival, and this is God, and a big healing thing, and this is God, because we can see God move in the miraculous, in the big things. But God also moves in the low frequency that is so easily go under a radar, and we can't see it, we can't recognize it. And we certainly don't respond to it. So we're going to go down low throughout this series. So if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 11, chapter 19. 1 Kings 19. And we're going to start with verse 10. It's from a passage where Elijah, I'm giving you the backdrop of this passage before we get into it. This is Elijah, whose faith has fizzled down to a zero. All the prophet of God, many of them, they've been slaughtered by Jezebel. And he's the only one that is left alive. And he's running for his life. He's trying to find refuge somewhere. He's trying to catch the voice of God. He's trying to catch a direction. Lord, what do I do? Have you ever been in that kind of situation where, Lord, what do I do? I have no clue on how to handle this. So here, Elijah's running for his life and he's ready to call it quits. He's ready to give up. And this is how he communicated to God in verse 10. He replied, talked to God. He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. That's a good way to talk to God. I've done what you asked me to do. I have been zealous about it. I did it with all my might. I followed the instruction. I did it all according to your word. The Israelites, your own people, the one that you set aside for godly purpose, they are the one, they all rejected your covenant. They rejected you as God. He's pouring out his heart to God here. He's saying, Lord, your own people, they're walking away from you. They've torn down your altars and put your prophets to death. With the sword. I am the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. I would say he's pouring out his heart to God. I would say he's got every reason to say, I call it quits. I'm done. I'm about to lose my life. Everyone is dead but me. And I'm next. I would say, buddy, just go. Leave. Don't look back. You're about to die. So he's approaching God and he's pouring out his heart and he's saying, Lord, do something. And the Lord said in verse 11, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. Now that's a guarantee right there. Go out, stand on the mountain, and you're going to be in the presence of the Lord. I'll say, yes, I take that right now. I'll go. Because I know if I go by the mountain, he's going to be there waiting on me. And the Lord reassured him and said, for the Lord is about to pass by. This is good enough for me. Lord, I'm going to go by the mountain. You're going to be there. And you're going to pass by. I'm going to get to see you. I'm going to get to see you. I'm going to get to hear you as well. So God sets the stage, sets the appointment, tells him where to go and what to expect. Simple instruction. And the expectation was set by God himself. It was not even Elijah. Elijah does not dictate to God, this is how I want you to meet me. God said, you go there by the mountain and I will meet you there. I will pass by. So Elijah is going out there with full expectation that when he goes there by the mountain, he would see God. He will hear God because God's going to pass by. At least this is what he's familiar with. How about you in your own life? When God has spoken something, and you being a good Christian, that you've walked with Him for a long time, and you know the way He operates, you know the way He talks, and you're like, Lord, you're telling me, go there, and you would talk to me, you would pass by, and I would see you, and I would hear you. Guess what? You are going there with that full expectation based on your prior experience with Him. I would do that, because I'm going there, I'm like, Lord, this is the way you operated. And a chapter before that, Elijah calls fire from heaven and consume everything from the enemy. Guess what? He has this set of expectation that this is how God operates. In the big, in the extravagant, in the miraculous. So he's going there with a full expectation that when he goes there by the mountain and he's expecting God to pass by, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be something big. There's going to be a loud frequency. There's going to be something so huge, so big, that you cannot say it's not God. Isn't that sometimes what we expect as Christians? We want something huge, something big, that we can say, this is God. But in the quiet, in the low frequency, where God still is, we might miss Him. Because He's in the big, He's in the loud, but He's also in the low frequencies. So Elijah is going out there by this mountain. God sets the appointment. But Elijah is coming in with a set of expectations based on his past experiences with God. I believe Elijah was a loud man. He was not a little quiet soul. I don't think he was a follower. I think he was a mighty leader. He was loud in everything that he did. That's the way that he operated in. He was a loud preacher. He spoke. Fire. He spoke hell. He spoke brimstone. Coming down and consuming things. And that's the way he operated. But here, God was about to rattle his cage a little bit. So let's read on. It says, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart, shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. See, that was a loud frequency right there. It was strong wind that came, shattered the rocks, and big boom. And everything was miraculous. It's like, he's like, whoa, that must be God. That must be God. I've seen him do like, just like that before. It must be him. But then it says, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. The earthquake came and shook everything. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came the fire. But the Lord was not. Now, if you stop there and you don't read on, you just say, you know what, this is it. This is it. He missed the appointment. He was there at the set place, set time. But something happened. I mean, God is busy after all, you know. He's taking care of the whole universe. Maybe he missed it. Maybe he missed the appointment. I'm here. Could that be us sometimes in our own life? where we feel like, oh, Lord, I followed everything that you want me to do. I'm here. But where are you? That's what was probably going on in his mind. Did God pass him by? And he missed it. Could it be that he was so accustomed to the loud frequencies of God, the big booms of God, that he missed a low frequency of God's whisper? Could it be? Now let's read on. It says, after the fire came a gentle whisper. After all of this came this gentle whisper. And he heard it. He heard it. He heard the presence of God. We don't know exactly what he heard yet. But at that moment, Elijah left aside all the loud frequencies so that he can tune in to that very low frequency of a gentle whisper. You see, God does not always operate in that same mode over and over again. Sometimes it's that quiet, soft tone of a whisper that gets the job done. That gets us on the right track with him. That gives us what we need, the direction that we need to hear him, to follow him, and to obey. So pay attention to those silent whispers of God. Those little gentle nudges that we get from God. The high frequencies could be distractions from all kinds and all sorts that it comes to us as Christians. We love Jesus, but there are so many distractions that would rob us of those low frequencies where God is speaking and we're not paying attention. Those distractions could be relationships, could be people that we are surrounding ourselves, that is, instead of bringing that those low frequencies or encouraging those low frequencies in our life, those relationships, those people that we're surrounding ourselves in our lives, they're taking us to a other level where we miss the voice of God. And when we miss the voice of God, we don't occupy the field that he wants us to plow. We miss out on what he wants us to do in this time, in this season, in this assignment. For many of us, Kodiak is an assignment. It's a place where you're here for an X amount of time and then the clock is going to tick away. But during this time of assignment, there is a feel, there is such a thing as a feel that you need to occupy. In that feel, there are souls that when you're low tuned to the low frequency of God, you will hear the connections that he wants you to have. You would hear the plowing that you need to do, how you need to do it, how you need to occupy and do business until your time is up. Not hearing God in those low frequencies could rob you of this time, being in that season for X amount of time. So you always have to be in this rhythm where you're constantly hearing and doing, hearing and doing, hearing and doing. It's a rhythm. The moment you hear and you don't do, you break that rhythm. You break that sink that you need to be in order to flow with where God wants you to flow. Because this person that God wants you to connect with is connected to something else that God wants to get to you and through you. See, God uses people. To free you from stuff and to get stuff to you. People are conduit of God's presence, God's grace, God's provision, and everything else. We are connected and united as a body for a reason. It is not just by name. It is not just a name that we have that is put somewhere that says Oceans United. We are here united because of a purpose. There is a vision behind it. There is a purpose of you being here and being part of that vision. There's a space, there's a feel that you need to occupy. Don't allow the enemy to come in and rob you because of those loud frequencies of distractions. Those frequencies of high distraction will come and make chaos in your life. When God is saying in his low-toned voice, keep plowing, keep listening, keep doing, keep connecting, keep reaching. Keep making those connections at 5 o'clock in the morning if you must. Look foolish if you must. But obey and listen. Obey and listen. Listen and do. Listen and move. It's the rhythm that God wants us to be in. We've talked for 2 months now on let's reach. Let's connect. But now let's hear. Lord, how do you want this field to be plowed? What field do we want to start first? What is that territory that you want us to go and reach and get in when doors previously have been closed? What is it that you want us to do in this time, in this season that we're here in Kodiak on assignment? It's short-lived, but yet again, I want to make my time count. I don't want to be robbed. I don't want to be robbed by the enemy. Because the word says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, to take anything, to rob you of anything that God wants to bring to your life. The enemy wants to come and steal the field and everything that is in those fields. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life, buddy. Abundant life. I've come to give you the fullness of life. I've given you my blood. You draw a line, a bloodline around those fields where the enemy may never come. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Because the moment the enemy comes in and sees that this field is protected by the blood, the only blood, the blood of Jesus, the enemy must flee. But it all starts with us being in tune with what he's saying. When does he want us to hold back? And when does he want us to push forward? When does he want us to stay still and hear him? I believe Elijah was in that struggle Because he was constantly moving. He's moving fast. He's doing this and doing this for the glory of God. But that was a time when God wanted him to be silent as he passed by. There are three things that I need to deposit in you before we close this service. Number one is that frequency of his whisper. It's intimate. It's an intimate frequency. Only you can dial in. Isn't that amazing? Only you can connect. It's on an individual basis calling plan. You can't hook up sister on that plan. You can tie other people on that plan. This plan is only for you. It's that level of intimacy. It says this. It says, inside the tent of meeting, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face. As one speaks to a friend. As one speaks to a friend. That is the level of intimacy that God wants you and me to have with him. So that frequency is a frequency of intimacy. Number two, it's relational. It's relational. It says this, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together. God is at the door and he's knocking. When somebody knocks, they're seeking relationship. They want to be relational about the encounter with you. They don't just want to pass by and say, I just drove by your house. The lights were on, but I just drove by. Not with God. He's not just driving by, he's stopping by your house. And he's knocking. Only a friend will come and stop and knock and say, hey, can I come in for dinner? I got some kung pao chicken. That's what I made a couple of days ago. Can I come and have dinner with you? Only a friend will do this. And it's not awkward when God initiates it. It's not awkward when God comes in and knocks on the door and initiates it. It's not awkward when God wakes you up at 5 o'clock in the morning and say, call this person. It's not awkward. It's God's timing. God is using you. God is calling you. God is using you in this space, this time, to do something for him, for his kingdom. And say, would you respond? You have a choice. You can say, yeah, absolutely not. 5 o'clock, I'm still sleeping. Jesus, come. Give me one more hour. Call back. Call back later. You know what I mean? We have a choice to make. It's not awkward. You know what's awkward when you initiate a conversation with somebody? It's like you getting in an elevator. You getting in the elevator and you press the button, the elevator opens up. You walk in and there's five people inside. And instead of turning your back towards them, you face them. Door closes. How you doing? Now that's awkward. That's awkward. I dare you to try that. I don't think there's an elevator here in Kodiak, right? No. Well, you travel, go down to Anchorage and get in an elevator and get in and you do this. I want a full report how that goes when you get back. It's nothing awkward when God tells you to do something. You do it because you have no idea who you're talking to. Who is connecting you with. There's an assignment that he has for you. and only you. Number three is this. It's approachable. God says, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. That's how we come to Him. We come to Him boldly, knowing that He's heard, knowing that He speaks. Because when we come, we receive grace. We receive mercy when we need it the most. So why stay out? Why not approach? If we know that we're going to come out better than what we came in with. We're going to leave behind some stuff. So His frequency is approachable. Now I'm going to get back to the story of Elijah. And with this we're going to wrap up. See, we didn't go on 4 hours. Your food in the crock pot is still going to be good by the time you get home. See, Elijah was expecting those loud frequencies somehow to bring direction. But God was not in any of them. Not the wind, not the earthquake, not the fire. God was in that gentle whisper. In verse 13, it says this. When Elijah heard it, he pulled a cloak over his face. He heard the whisper and he pulled a cloak over his face. I don't have a cloak, but I have a hoodie. I think it did this. He pulled the cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He heard the whisper. He heard the voice of God. But he covered his face. You know why? Elijah did not just hear the whisper of God, that gentle whisper. But at the same time, he also encountered His glorious presence. Because the presence of God was so strong, so thick, so glorious in the place where he stood, he could not look. So he took the cloak and he covered his face, because no man can actually look at the glory of God. See, when you tune in to the low frequency of God's whisper, you not only hear His voice, but you encounter Him face to face. Just like Moses did. Just like Moses did. Would you please stand?